The El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival will feature some of the most incredible musical artists in the world performing in a month-long festival that has been an artistic triumph in the region for more than 36 years. The 2016 Chamber Music Festival seeks to accomplish the goal of ensuring that the finest artists in the world not only perform in the region, but engage with students in the classroom throughout the region. The series kicked off on Thursday and will continue through January 29th. Here to give us the details are Artistic Director of the El Paso Pro Musica, Zul Bailey, and Felipa Solis, Executive Director of the El Paso Pro Musica. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So this chamber festival feels particularly exciting, mostly because there's a lot of firsts going on.
We're at a time now that we can actually see what we've done. This is my 15th festival.
Does it feel like 15 years?
I don't know. It feels new every year. And this feels particularly interesting because when you plant seeds, you hope they'll grow. You hope that the trees that come out of the ground will sustain and support other things. In this case, 2002 was my first festival. And the festival was completely different than it is now, and all due respect to the past, but we've grown with the city. The fact is it was a week and a half, very concentrated. All the organizations in the city were working beautifully, but not together. And one of my dreams as the new artistic director in 2001-2 was to weave it all together and to try to make a stronger community and celebrate the arts in all of January. So we blew the festival into an entire month long, celebrating the fact that El Paso in January is generally a gorgeous place to be, and also that with the affiliation with the museum during our boxed lunch series and our affiliation with the symphony, which we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, with both, we get to celebrate the visual arts as well as the symphonic arts. And what I love about the symphony is that basically those are the people that are in our community that are here year-round, that are teaching every day the next generation of our citizens. And so our job, El Paso Pro Musica, is to inspire from afar, which is, of course, bringing these people in that come in and make the biggest difference they can by showing for a couple of days, but to also work with our next generation, which would be UTEP, as well as, of course, inspiring through the symphony, our professionals here. It's a chain link fence that all works together. This is what we're celebrating this year. And it's a kind of a pinch yourself moment to go, look what we've done, now what? And so what we're doing is we're celebrating, of course, acknowledging the fact that I've been here a long time.
15 years really isn't that long.
No, but
it is. I mean, you know, you hear 15 years and it sounds like a long time, but...
But you also have to see what we've done in 15 years.
Yes.
I mean,
the what are you going to do in the next 15?
Well, you know what's wonderful from my vantage point is the fact that not only does Zul bring these incredible artists from around the world and is more or less a ambassador of goodwill from El Paso wherever he travels, but the wonderful component is the educational component and the fact that Zul and these artists during the festival and throughout the season go to schools and senior centers and hospitals. We've discussed the NICU unit at Sierra Providence, where music is not only used to educate, but to soothe and to heal. And with this, it takes it to another dimension of, yes, there are incredible concerts in the concert hall, but there is another dimension of education and awareness and community engagement that Zul has fostered over the years that is just only continuing to grow.
And how does that feel for you internally to have that direct effect on people and to develop their musical growth?
I see it as more of a city's growth and how we are becoming more expressive and communicative and working together. The artists themselves have changed. How I choose the artists have changed now because I demand more from them. They can't just come in and play a concert and leave. They have to become part of our community. If they don't, they can't be in this series. So basically, we're leading a new whole thought process of what the arts organizations demand from the next generation of performing artists, that it's not hands-off. And so it's a thrill to see that over 15 years, there are more people doing this and that people know how to do this, the artists, that is. Mm-hmm. And what I was leading to was that our inauguration of a new series this year called the Masterclass Series here at UTEP. Very exciting. Basically what it is that every single person who comes in has to give a class, a master class, to the university students. So basically, the university now has an adjunct faculty that's a revolving door of the world's greatest artists. And every single person at UTEP gets to have personal contact, personal instruction, advice on a revolving door basis with the world's greats. And who gets that? I don't know. I didn't get that at Juilliard.
Yeah.
I didn't get that at Peabody. It was very rare where a person came in to give a master class. I can think of maybe two times in 4 years in my undergrad at a great institution like Peabody that we were given the opportunity to play for someone that was out there performing and we could ask questions to. So we're doing 15, 20, 30 a year now.
Now tell us about some of the masters that are coming through. Tell us about some of the artists that are stopping by to play for
us. Well, we started in the season with David Leisner, guitar faculty at the Manhattan School of Music. And then we came to a new program that we established called the Young Artist Development Series, which is actually with Johns Hopkins and Peabody, Young Artists, which is one step removed from the age of the people at UTEP. So they're 25 versus 21.
Ah.
So it's a wonderful thing. During the festival, we have the first week, we've got one of the great violinists who's ever lived, Ilya Kaler, who is a professor himself and has won every single competition on the planet. I say that not jokingly. Tchaikovsky, I think Sibelius and Paganini competitions.
Wow.
The cello professor is from Peabody. Alon Goldstein is a wonderful pedagogue and pianist and so forth. Ralph Kirschbaum, the second week, is the USC professor, Southern California, of cello. He also taught in England for 30 years. Long story short, everybody brings a diverse vantage point that we're all going to thrive on.
Now, will you tell us about the piece that Michael Dougherty created for you?
In celebration of our 10th anniversary, El Paso Symphony, being led by El Paso Pro Musica, was inspired to become a part of a consortium. A consortium is a group of organizations that individually could not afford to hire a new work to be presented. Concertos, this format is very expensive. So basically, we're a part of a fabric of orchestras worldwide that all put in money to premiere this concerto around the world. It's being premiered right now everywhere. I'm lucky enough to be the cello soloist that made the premiere in Nashville, Tennessee this past year, and we've recorded it. So Dougherty is flying in. It's The Tales of Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway, by Michael Dougherty. It's a fantastic piece, visually, orally, as descriptive as any piece I've ever played, and the audiences have gone crazy. So I can't imagine a greater celebration week with the symphony.
So, Philippa, when is that performance going to take place?
Well, there is going to be our collaboration concerts on the 22nd and 23rd at the Plaza Theater, where Zuhl will be the featured performer. But tonight, the Tempest Trio will be in Las Cruces.
And tell us about them, because they're quite the treat.
Yes, they are, because there's a very, very special aspect to this component of music and instruments.
Right. Well, so the piano trio as an entity usually is a bunch of soloists that get together. It's kind of a duo sonata form.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, these are three soloists that get together to play when they're not playing solo concerts. So it's going to be fantastic repertoire of solos, duos, and trios, because they can all do that. The uniqueness of this, and one of the reasons why we're celebrating in the way we are, is that the cellist is having a remarkable career right now, and he's been granted the Pablo Casals cello, the cello that the great Pablo Casals made his career on. And this cello has been lent out over the past 40 years to artists that are making this kind of statement, and he is the latest, and he has done something different. He's actually thematically woven Casals' life into his programs. Mm. It's very smart, because basically everything's inspired through this cello, that everybody wants to hear that cello. And of course, he's the one making the sounds. But it'll be on stage here in El Paso for this week. It's going to be spectacular to see that, because you only read about that cello, and it's very rarely lent out.
Well, I've even heard stories of you talking about your cello and how it has its own plane seat. It goes everywhere. How does somebody travel with this kind of cello? Is it
Interestingly,
that's a lot of responsibility.
It's the same cello. No, it is. It's really? The same make of cello. The same maker. Mine is Matteo Gofrillo. Mine was built in 1693 mm-hmm. when the maker was in his early 30s. Big, has a rose carved on the top. This was later in his life, and he made a smaller, darker cello. Casals played it because he was an incredibly small man, 5'5", 5'6", yes. at tops. And it's a really small-looking, almost a violin cello. The funny thing is this cellist is 6'5". So the cello looks like a violin when he plays it. And so the interesting thing is that people get to actually see the cello side by side this week. Same exact maker, different time in their life, different cut of wood, different concept of sound.
I've mm-hmm. got to ask you, do you guys ever switch just to kind of play I've never
been in the same room to have this cello played his. So this week will be a very interesting cello geekdom of getting to see the cello side by side.
I feel like that needs to happen.
That's going
to
be amazing. Well, as a matter of fact, he mentioned, Zuhl, that his cello was made in 1693. This one was made in 1733. Mm-hmm. So it was much later. And what will be wonderful, too, today at 2 o'clock at the International Museum of Art is documentary A Cry for Peace about Pablo Casals and his journey for peace with this cello will be showed at the International Museum free 2 o'clock. So that's before the concert tonight in Las Cruces.
Oh my goodness.
And tomorrow at El Paso UTEP at the Fox Fine Arts.
Oh, and you guys are debuting the Fox Fine Arts remodeled room.
That's right.
So
yes.
That's
a lot
even
of reasons
more exciting.
To go.
So, Philippa, circle us back. Give us
yes.
the nitty gritty. We've got a month of celebrations.
A month of celebrations.
How do people get their tickets and go to shows?
Just go on to eppm.org. You can give us a call at 915-833-9400. And tickets are always available at the door. The most wonderful thing that we offer with all of these amazing concerts is box lunch every Thursday free at the Museum of Art at noon, and then of course the film series. But then student tickets are only $5, so it's very affordable for students to come and enjoy and see these concerts and experience some of the greatest artists in the world and just do it for $5. And so we encourage families and kids and students to take advantage, students of all ages.
I thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts. Congratulations on your 15th year.
Thank you very much.
On the 10 years. Yeah.
Wow. We'll have to celebrate. We'll have to do that
oh,
one
no.
big.
That
I like
is
that.
The one.
I like that idea.
Oh, I should have said that.
Today, my guests have been Philippa Solis and Zuhl Bailey of the El Paso Pro Musica. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you.